Right, it's being on 5 o'clock. Right now you're listening to Summer Madness by Calling the Gang. It's a live version, actually, because that's how we do on BFM. But calling life to BFM is a lovely gentleman called Robo Rob. Are you there, Robo Rob?
What's up?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, New Zealand?
Hey, can you give us a little, like, sting for your station, etc.?
Like, say what?
Your little intro that you give when you answer the phone on Detroit Radio?
Oh, I go, thank you for calling WXOU, Robo Rob Radio, Robo Rob speaking, what can I do for you?
Awesome, awesome. So whereabouts are you exactly in the world, Rob?
It's a little place that looks like a hand called Michigan. I'm about 20 miles north outside of Detroit, in Auburn Hills, like where the Pistons play.
Oh, cool. And we know exactly
where I don't know if you guys watch Pistons or American basketball over there, but like right across the street from all those guys.
Oh, cool. Cool, man. And, of course, tell us a little bit about your station. It's Access College Radio. Very similar playlist to BFM, by the way.
It's the largest freeform radio station in Michigan. And, I don't know, it's a great station. You can play whatever you want. The only thing you're obligated to do, because there's no commercials, is you have to play a public service announcement, and then you got to announce your station ID at, like, the top of the hour or something. So, I mean, you can get creative with it. You can do whatever you want. Like, we can have you on the phone for, like, 25 minutes or something, talking it up with you, and then go and play a song. We can have a live performance or whatever, you know?
Cool. And you're on twice a week, yeah?
Yeah, twice a week, every Wednesday from 10 to noon. That's New York City time. And every Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. And also New York City time, so...
Great, great. And you're also an artist in your own right as well.
I own a record label, I'm big involved with the networking part of everything, throwing concerts and stuff of that nature. But I've been rapping since I was about 14.
Wow, cool. And
that's a big part of my life right there, and been working on a lot of albums. Right now you can download my albums for free at my record label's website, highhillrecordings.com, H-I-H-I-L-L, High Hill Recordings. And so you can get download like 2 free albums, just see if you guys like it. So.
Cool, cool. We'll get you played down under, bro.
Just make sure there might be some cussing on it, so.
Hey, you know, about this time on a Monday, as people are driving home, I get someone who I think's pretty much in the know to have a wee chat about an album that they're into, the kind of music that they like, and I thought we got on so well the other day that we should definitely have you in for In the Know. And there was a MC that called Theory, and
She is the one from Michigan. She's definitely the next big thing out of here. She's actually in probably driving to Washington, D.C. right now for a big political action concert with, like, Mia X. I don't know if you remember Mia X from No Limit. She'll be performing alongside Theory up there. And so she's she's a great person. Her album is Homegirls and Hand Grenades. That's out right now. It's an independent release. And she's just, like, the most conscious person, I mean, you've ever heard. In my opinion, I've never heard anyone as conscious, and she actually talks the talk and can walk the walk. Like, she sits as the president of, like, a couple nonprofit organizations. One's called Raise It Up, where she goes to local schools, like middle schools and elementary schools, and has the kids do spoken word, has the kids do poetry, has them sing, reciting speeches. So getting these kids in Flint involved, because Flint's like the number 3 most dangerous city in the United States after GM pulled out like their plants and stuff. So it's like the economy is real rough in Flint, and she's just doing a lot of good things for the city of Flint. A lot of concerts when I first started performing with this young lady, all these concerts were like nonprofit, so all the funds raised for them and stuff would go back to the city of Flint, and that's one of the ways these artists get paid to do what they'd love to do, and the city benefits off of it. So it's a lot of nonprofit organization out here with like community service and stuff to help. It's not just the music, it's hip-hop activism. So you got to definitely check out Homegirls and Hand Grenades. And
Even the title's quite intriguing, Homegirls and Hand Grenades. It's like a title of a book of poetry by...
Who's
Sanchez?
Maya Angelou.
Was it Maya Angelou?
It wasn't?
I don't know. I think it was...
I don't know. I don't remember who it was, but I think Theory did mention something about that in a blog that she wrote or something.
Yeah.
So definitely, if you guys can find her on MySpace, you got to check her out and definitely... read her blogs and stuff, because she says a lot of insightful stuff, like about whenever something comes up in the music industry, she's always on top of it. It's all about hip-hop activism. It's about changing the thing, because her music is, I don't know if it's anti-radio, but it's definitely anti-American commercial radio, because it's real, there's a lot of brainwashing that goes on with the black music industry in America, and it is aim towards just the oppression of like music and the culture and the free expression. It's not what the people are feeling. It's what they want you to feel. So, and somehow it does alter some people and creates what they want. They don't want people acting right. They don't want people being kind towards one another. There's a lot of negativity in the music out there on the radio, and she's definitely one to change that. And that's what I do on the radio, because we don't play the BS, we don't play the garbage,
and we don't do that here either, my friend.
That's
so the name of the track that you've sent through for New Zealanders to check out of Theories
is The Last Rider, and that's some real conscious stuff right there. You guys definitely need to holler at her and let her know what you think about it, because she's tight. If I don't know her, I think it's Theory Music, M-U-Z-I-K.
Mm-hmm.
It's myspace.com/theorymusic. And if not, you guys can just Google my name, and she's in my top 8 on my MySpace. So.
Cool,
and
man.
That's Rob with 2 R-O-B-O-R-O-B-B.
Cool. Hey, Rob, thanks so much for joining us. I'm going to drop this track. I'll talk to you a little bit off ear, but in the meantime, okay. we'll hit the BFM listeners with this. This is fresh from...
Yeah. Everyone in New Zealand, you got to know your girl Haley J is incredible on the lyrics. We play her out here in Detroit, and everyone loves her, man.
Thanks, dude. That's awesome.
Hey. Evening.
Hey, we'll talk soon, but I'm going to drop this for everyone now. Cool.
All right, peace.
Thanks.
Let me take you on an escapade. Far from your Escalades, far from your Platinum, your Hypnotic, your Cavassier. Your way from New York ATL and past the Everglades, off the coast of the US till we hit the ocean's waves. Destination motherland, welcome to Sudan, where you can see the fruits of the slave master's hands. Orphan girls and boys are raped by paramilitary soldiers. AIDS robbed them of their parents, left burdens on their shoulder. There's slaughter in Rwanda, mass abduction in Haiti, in Brazil. Bullets fly past the heads of black babies in Somalia. Tsunami victims seem to be forgotten in Uganda. Children bathe in water, considered toxic. People wonder what the cause is, but it's no mystery. Present conditions are always explained by a history. When they built colonies, they rob the world's economy. There is no democracy, just a brutal monopoly. And of the four horsemen, beware the last rider. A mercenary with the dark soul for hire. But the ancient people say the world will see a cleansing fire, and ashes will remain where once stood his empire. And of the four horsemen, beware the last rider. A mercenary with the dark soul for hire. But the ancient people say the world will see a cleansing fire, and ashes will remain. And to this day, black life still ain't respected. Still victimized by conquer and divide methods. Until we understand that propaganda is a weapon, we'll stay stuck at the crossroads with no type of progression. And they would have you think that everybody else is savages. The world stars while they live fat off the damages. Carnivore consumers overfed and undernourished. The fact that they engineered death is not a rumor, but the facts are cloaked in secrecy, cause they don't want us to see. Newsflash, niggas, life exists outside of BET, so stop the party for a second. Distraction is a weapon, they be plotting while we in the clubs, two-stepping. Two steps away from graves and cell blocks, we dance a deadly dance of bullets and bravado. We've learned that leaders are assassinated, so in fear we follow. Whatever trends they use to reel us in, we swallow the tail ends and leftovers. Hit a downward spiral when we started defining success as suburban homes and Range Rovers. True freedom fighters know that success is power. It's not fighting to be part of theirs, it's building ours. And of the four horsemen, beware the last rider. A mercenary with the dark soul for hire. The ancient people say the world will see a cleansing fire, and ashes will remain where once stood his empire. And of the four horsemen, beware the last rider. A mercenary with the dark soul for hire. But the ancient people say the world will see a cleansing fire, and ashes will remain. So let these bars be the catalyst to mobilize the masses through the music. Grab your matches and let's do it. Time to spark an evolution. Build a movement out of baselines. Snares that hit like tech nines. You can find artists politicking on the front lines. Every verse I transcribe is built with a mission. Speak for those whose voice gets lost in the system. Breed dissension, cultivate diligence with precision. Blend Afrocentric rhythms with the prophet Malcolm's vision. Fill it. We understand the nature of the masters' politics that got more of us tucked away in jails instead of colleges. Look how we live, surviving on a bare minimum. Piled high in projects and roach infested tenements. Seeds are vacant, hooked on Ritalin and PlayStation. Misinformation and textbooks don't equate to education. Still waiting on saviors, we need to start to save us. Niggas praying on their knees while cops brutalize their neighbors. Do me a favor, next time you hear 41 shots, compare the effectiveness of a Bible versus a Glock. I bullshit you not, we living in a Pandora's box. So many of my brothers living on three squares in a cot. Queens raising kids solo, giving all that they got. And teen girls nearly illiterate, but know how to pop. When will it stop? It's time we shake it up at the top. Nelly was a prophet when he said it's starting to get hot.